Harvard University can continue to consider race as one factor in the admissions process. That's the heart of yesterday's ruling by a federal judge in a closely watched affirmative action case. The decision could have implications for higher education across the U.S. The plaintiffs had argued that Harvard was intentionally discriminating against Asian Americans and using race as a predominant factor in admissions. We're going to untangle the implications here, but first we wanted to speak with someone at the center of it all. When Jang Lee started as a freshman at Harvard, he hadn't even heard about the legal case or even about affirmative action. By last fall, as a senior, Lee was steeped in the debate about who gets into college and why. He was also part of a lawsuit to support Harvard's admissions policy.
I'm extremely excited and happy by the ruling. I'm happy that the court reaffirmed the necessity of affirmative action for a diverse student body.
So you back Harvard and its policy. How did you get to this point, Jang, of publicly putting yourself out there in this case?
I was actually looped in through my roommate, Tang. And so Tang was actually one of the students who testified for the trial. And so he was a really close friend. And so he was getting involved. And I first started doing my own personal research and sort of learned how this whole issue of affirmative action tied to issues of equity and issues for Asian Americans around the nation.
And how did you get to that point almost as an activist? I mean, tell me more about yourself and where you grew up.
So I was born in Korea and I immigrated to Texas when I was 5 years old. And I went to high school in a predominantly white suburb. So I think growing up, I had to never really critically think about what it means to be Asian American, to really contextualize my racial identity within, I think, a broader landscape of like being Black or just being a person of color in America.
Were these things that you discussed with your parents?
Definitely not. I think as an immigrant, there was also just the language barriers. I actually did not tell my parents that I was getting involved with a case until like a year after. So it's definitely been a process.
So Harvard, you believe, is committed to diversity, and I live in the neighborhood in Cambridge and see that commitment when I walk across campus. But like, how would you know that there would not be more truly qualified Asian students applying and getting rejected if they're not there?
I can tell you from my experience as an Asian American student that I believe diversity is a fundamental part of the college experience. I think questions like that sort of set the conversation around Asian American applicants versus Black applicants versus other applicants of color. But I think my question is, why are we not talking about the legacy admits? Why are we not talking about the system of recruited athletes or wealthy donors? Basically, this back door where wealthy, predominantly white students are getting into Harvard. I think there are different systems that we need to be critically thinking about rather than just asking questions of, oh, like, how do we actually know, like, theoretically, if more Asian American students were on campus?
It sounds like the Harvard community was very supportive of your position. But what about your experience outside campus with other Asian American friends and maybe back home? What kind of tension have you experienced?
I think a lot of Asian Americans tend to side with dismantling affirmative action because they think that it hurts them. But I've been able to have, I think, constructive and great conversations with friends, talking to them about how, yes, like racism for Asian Americans is real, like discrimination is real, but having race-blind admissions policies are not the solution.
Jang, thank you very much.
Thank you. It was great talking to you.
That's Jang Lee, a recent graduate of Harvard who was active in the case to support Harvard University's admissions policies. Yesterday's court ruling raises all sorts of questions about the role of race and identity in higher education. Kirk Carapeza is a higher education reporter with WGBH here in Boston. You spoke with a group that filed the lawsuit representing an anonymous group of Asian American applicants. Who led that lawsuit and what was their reaction to this week's ruling?
Yeah, the group is called Students for Fair Admissions, and it represents this group of anonymous Asian American plaintiffs. The group claims that Harvard intentionally and systematically discriminates against Asian American applicants by holding them to higher personal and academic qualities. After the judge handed down her decision yesterday, we spoke with Edward Bloom. He's the longtime critic of the consideration of race in college admissions. He backed the lawsuit, and he says he's disappointed by the decision.
The documents, emails, data, the analysis, and the depositions that Students for Fair Admissions presented at trial compellingly revealed Harvard's systematic discrimination against Asian Americans.
So Edward Blum is the public face of this case. There were no Asian American students publicly testifying against Harvard, though. Why is that?
Blum told me the fact that Asian American plaintiffs remained anonymous in this case did not affect the outcome.
Putting the students on the stand would have perhaps jeopardized their personal safety.
Marco, we should point out that in previous cases, in like Brown versus the Board of Education, Linda Brown did put herself on the line. Blum told me that he thinks we live in a different age with social media and that these students would have been subject to harassment.
In the end, the arguments that Blum and his group put forward alleging discrimination against Asian American students, that did not cut it with the judge yesterday. What was at the core of her decision?
So the judge says that Harvard's admissions process is lawful. Harvard does not discriminate against Asian American applicants. She says the process is not perfect, but the court will not, quote, dismantle a very fine program solely because it could do better.
Kirk Carapeza, higher education reporter with WGBH here in Boston. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Marco.